Hello and welcome to the Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Now we are prepping for Thanksgiving. If you haven't pre-ordered your locally raised turkey yet, it's not too late. There's still a few available for the market. There's still so many things that are really great that we have in season right now that can make your Thanksgiving spread or your pre-Thanksgiving snacking way better. I'm excited that we still have these great products. I like to think about prepping a holiday table by going in large categories. So you have the starchy root vegetables. You can still get lots of kinds of potatoes, sweet potatoes, turnips, rutabagas, radishes. That is one sort of category. I always love having a really good big salad to help cut through all the other rich things that you're having on the Thanksgiving table. So you can get lettuces and microgreens, pea shoots and tendrils to make a big base for a green lettucey salad, or you can do kale. We have some really good walnuts right now at the farmer's market. Add a dressing that you either make your own or you can even buy a salad dressing at the market. If you're showing up to Thanksgiving and you want to bring something special that also sort of is a throwback to a traditional big family gathering, but you want to make it your own, pickled roasted beets are overlooked. The easiest way for a person who hasn't made them before to approach them is you peel the beet, dice them up into probably 1-inch cubes, and put them on a sheet tray with some olive oil, maybe some butter. I like salt and pepper, maybe some sort of chili flakes if you like those, or smoked paprika, and let them roast at 350 or 425, depending on how much time you have and how big the cubes are, until they're just soft tender. I'd let them cool down a little bit, and then I would dress them with some caramelized onions, maybe even some of those candied walnuts, and make a really nice beet salad. I think that goes really well with an apple cider-based vinegar dressing, and that's really, really delicious, really bright. We'll cut through, once again, some of those heavy things like the turkey and mashed potatoes with gravy and dressing. It helps balance out that meal.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about Thanksgiving at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
If you are making a turkey, or if you don't love turkey, there are other options too. You could try a pork shoulder and do pulled pork with a cranberry glaze, so you can still get some of those elements in. There are many ways you can adapt your Thanksgiving dinner to be something that you'll really enjoy if you don't just want the traditional Thanksgiving in a box sort of defaults.
Are cranberries available at the farmer's market?
Unfortunately, cranberries don't grow in Kentucky very well. So you can't buy fresh or local cranberries, but we love having local stores like the co-op that have them. Or if you want something similar, you can always get a plum jelly. And so that has that tartness that will help cut through. If you're making leftovers, that's also a really good thing. You can make a sandwich and use mayo and some really tangy jelly to make that sandwich festive.
What about desserts? People often have pumpkin pies and pecan pies and various variations on that.
You want to make your own apple pie. We have apples. If you want to make your own pumpkin or sweet potato pie, we have those ingredients that you can use to make the filling. I also love making kushaw pie. I've seen a couple of kushaws at the market recently, and that is one of my specialties. It's a big squash that you can then process like a pumpkin pie. But if you don't want to cook that dessert, we have all kinds of other options, whether it is pre-made pies, cheesecakes, gluten-free chocolate chess pie, which I had a couple of weeks ago, was just so delicious, cookies or scones, or there's any number of things that you can do as a sweet treat after.
What about rolls? That's another thing that people often forget about and have to run to the store to get them.
If you haven't pre-ordered rolls, that's another thing that usually is high demand this time of year. We'll have some bakers that have fresh yeast rolls available, or you can get a baguette. I know that's not as traditional, but a lot of the dense Thanksgiving foods really hold up well against a baguette or some other kind of sourdough. So that's also an option as well.